Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for December 18th, 2022 is based on Luke, the first chapter, verses 39 to 45 and verses 56 to 58. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is, We See God in Each Other. Our first reading comes from Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Today is our final Sunday of Advent. Today we lit the candle of love. And so, if you've been following along with us in this season of Advent and you brought something to lay on the Advent altar today that represents someone in whom you see God, you'll have an opportunity later in the service to come forward and place those items there. Or if at some point in the service it strikes you, the name of someone in whom you've seen God, you can always write it on part of your bulletin and rip it off and bring it forward and place it there today. Well, there are a lot of reasons that I really like our two readings today. What we read as the second reading that Maddie read is known as the Magnificat. It's been used in Christian worship for centuries. When you think about it, it is probably Christianity's, since the coming of Christ, it has probably been the classic protest song used in the history of our faith. There are countless prophetic texts and psalms that could also be seen as protest songs, but this is the first one that we receive in the New Testament. In this song, we hear Mary talk about how all of the things that society counts as nothing, God will lift up. She protests the things that society says are important and reminds us that God's view is different than the world's. There are probably a couple of different sermons that I could preach about the rebellious nature of Mary's song and what those words really mean when you look at the nature of them, but we'll wait for future Advent sermons for that. Today I want us to look at the first part of our reading where Luke tells us Mary visits Elizabeth. So let's set the scene like we have for previous weeks. Mary is betrothed to Joseph, meaning she is engaged to marry Joseph. And she is then visited by an angel who tells her that she is going to bear the Son of Man. She tells Joseph, and then the timeline gets a little hazy, whether or not you're reading Mark or Luke. We'll tell you what happens next. But either way, Joseph either marries her right away or she heads off to spend some time with her family members in another town. And when Mary arrives at the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth, only she and Joseph know at that point that she is carrying God's child. And here's the really surprising part of the story for me. We hear in verse 41, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The child in Elizabeth hears the voice of Mary and hears in her voice that she is filled with the Holy Spirit. Here we have this child in Elizabeth's womb who, you know, hasn't had the opportunity to have religious training and know what to look for when you're looking for God. And even without that, she is moved by the voice of Mary, because Mary is sharing God with them. The unborn baby senses the presence of God. Has there ever been a time in your life where you have experienced the presence of God because of your interaction with someone else? Well, there are times in our lives where we do see a glimpse of God in our reactions with our interactions with one another. People may come to us and say, man, based on the way that you show love or care for me, I see God in you. And sometimes people may look at us and say, they call themselves a Christian, but I'm not so sure about that based on the way that they treat me. We've probably all experienced those interactions in our lives. And none of us will ever be perfect in our interactions with one another, but we do all have that opportunity to show Christ to people each and every day. And we shouldn't get upset or down on ourselves when those interactions don't go as planned. I'm sure that we have all encountered people and then they've walked away and we thought, man, I really botched that up. I know that there are times that I've gone to sit with people and talk about theology in a coffee shop, and rather than feeling the Holy Spirit leap in their stomachs, I'm sure they walked away probably feeling a little bit of indigestion instead. Because we don't have control over how people perceive or react to the love of God that we try to share with one another. But ultimately, the presence of God in the person across from us, whether we recognize it or not, is there. How amazing is it that this baby in Elizabeth's womb recognizes the presence of God simply by Mary's voice? There's obviously something within Mary, whether she realizes she's projecting it or not, that shares the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, with Elizabeth just by her being there. We also share God with one another simply by being in relationship with one another. You, each and every one of you, have Christ within you. And you have the opportunity to share that with everyone you meet. But despite God being with and within us, there are times, maybe when our personal or selfish needs take control and we drown out God with our own selfish desires, turning love inward only for ourselves instead of sharing it with those we meet. We'll never be perfect in the way that we share God's love with others, but because Christ's love is perfect for us, we receive that love and we receive that grace that frees us to live our lives boldly in sharing love with our neighbor. We hope that the people we encounter will have their spirits lifted with the love of the Lord, just as Elizabeth's was. We hope that the love we share with others will share Christ with them. We can't do it all on our own, but we are a conduit through which the Holy Spirit works to share God's love with others. What we hear today is that the way we look at and treat our fellow human beings matters. God sees us all as beloved children of God. Whether we consider ourselves sinners or saints or somewhere in between or maybe even both. But do we do the same? Reverend Sarah Speed says it this way. From generation to generation, we can see how God is at work in our relationships. We find God in each other. The way we see the divine in each other impacts how we live and move in the world. When we view every human being as a child of God, we generate a different world. God is with you and within you, no matter your past or your present. Do you see God in your life? Do others see God in you? Do you see God in others? For if God is with us, how does that define how we will view and interact with everyone we meet? For we are all beloved children of God. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.